Ah, good evening, traveler. And welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. Pay no mind to our train's backwards motion, dear traveler. We are now passing through decades of the past. Our next stop, Juno Steel and the Monster's Reflection.
Powerful Capricorn, but in suffering's wake, my chains always sail true. Chain whip!
My staff! But that was the only way off this island. We'll never get home.
And because of you, neither will Prince Pod, Warlock. Chainmail fist! Ha!
The good guys always win.
Nope.
A cop? You? You look so smug, counting your chickens before they've hatched. A year from now, you'll be stunning some homeless half to death, and you'll be too stubborn to admit you never even wanted chickens anyway. I called the cops when we handed our lives away. Came in, looked around, and left with 2,000 creds in family heirlooms, and a hell of a story for the old water cooler. Kid said he was robbed by a cartoon, and his mom believed him. Ha ha. Stupid. You'll fit right in with people like that. I'm right, aren't I? Biting other people so you don't get bit. You've been like that from minute one. I paid a lot of creds to make you and your brother happen on my own. And for 9 months, you fed on my insides, and every day since, you've carved off a piece of my life. And now that there's nothing left, you want something bigger to chew on. What the hell are you still doing here? You took your bite. Go choke on it.
Come on. Come on, there's gotta be something on this stupid...
The sun is covered in shifting darkness. The sky blotted out completely by the millions of butterflies the king had sent them. And so the harpies were trapped. They could never see the sun, and they could never fly to the top of their mountain, and they could never look out over the ocean from what had been the mountain's peak, but was now the king's high tower. And they felt deep in their hearts that all things beautiful had been taken from them, except one. And so what did they do?
They sang.
That's right, my little monster. They sang. They sang their sad, sad song, just like they always did, with the long notes like cloud swirls and the short ones like raindrops. And even when they weren't so sad anymore, they still sang the same sad song, because it was what they wanted, and it was how they knew they would always be harpies, and no king could change that.
What's playing? Anything good?
This is the last good night.
Not even you could believe that.
And when the king heard the harpy's song, he became sad again. And when he realized he was sad, he got angry. So he parted the wall of butterflies and he asked,
"Harpies, how could you be so ungrateful? I heard your sad songs. I found out you like colors and butterflies. And so I gave them to you, every butterfly in the entire world. And still, you sing so sadly? Why aren't you grateful?"
The king couldn't see what the harpies saw or hear what they heard, and even when they spoke, he did not care to listen. But if he had, he might have learned that even without a single butterfly, the harpies had everything they wanted. A sky, an ocean, a home where they could be sad if they wanted, and voices to let the air know it. Juno? Ben Zaitan? Are you asleep? Because I missed my boy so much today. If they were just pretending to fall asleep to trick Mommy,
There you are. Want to watch something?
I'm in our last good night in Halcyon, a few hours after Turbo came. I didn't ask you to come back.
Maybe not out loud, but I felt it. That's a brother thing, not a brain ghost thing.
So, what have you been up to?
Flipping through stations, trying to find something.
Like what?
I don't know. Something's just wrong.
Sniffing around like always. You know, I can never even touch your stuff without you knowing it. Ever. I take pictures and memorize exactly where I found it, and then I'd put it back exactly right. But you always caught me.
Sounds like a pretty easy problem to avoid. Just don't touch my stuff. Or my brain. Could you let go of that, too? Kind of using it right now.
Can't. I live here now. Mom used to be a pretty good storyteller, wasn't she?
Is that why you stayed with her? Her stories?
Juno.
Right. I don't know. You don't know.
So? You want to go solve a mystery?
I mean, yeah.
Then but... let's do it.
Jeez, Benton, you're dead and I still can't get a word in edgewise. Do I want to figure this out? Sure, but I can't even tell what the hell I'm supposed to be figuring out anymore.
So all this makes perfect sense to you. Old bedroom, a haunted radio, and clock, and everything?
I mean, obviously not, but... what was that?
Forget it. Just keep going.
I mean, sure, this place is weird, but... your death, Mom killing you, I can't find any leads. There are none of those weird patches, the parts that don't make sense. There's just a bunch of stuff I don't know.
Sounds frustrating. Also, doesn't actually sound like a problem.
The hell are you talking about? A case without any leads is a dead end, Ben. It ends here.
All right. Then it ends here.
That's what I just said. It ends... here. Your murder... that's not the case I'm here to solve, is it?
It's already been solved, Juno. Almost 20 years now.
It was, but...
they linked the laser burns to the gun with her fingerprints on it. She confessed. It was a pretty simple case.
But what about her pills?
Lost them. She lost things all the time.
And why-
she told you. About 20 minutes after she did it.
But you- why did you stay with her, Benton? Why?
Man, it used to drive me nuts when you'd listen to the same song for 2 weeks. Think how I must feel listening to these same questions on repeat for 2 decades, huh?
It just... it didn't have to happen. I keep thinking that. There were a million ways it could have been avoided. It just feels like... like...
almost nothing has to happen, you know? Things just do. Then the world's different and more things happen later. Like a road trip, right? You just keep driving forward and sometimes the car stops for a minute so you can get out, look around, imagine staying there forever. And then someone says the car's leaving, with or without you. And you'll miss that place, sure. You might regret leaving, but if you want to keep seeing what's ahead, you gotta get back in the car. I'm sorry, I'm not on the road with you anymore. I miss it, if that's worth anything.
I miss it too, I just... okay. So your murder's not the case. Fine, then... what the hell? Why the hell am I here?
Business again, huh? I don't know, man. Maybe you and I aren't the point.
Who else? It messed my life up. It killed you, so who... Mom. That day she was talking about. You think... Mom's the victim?
There we go.
You want me to feel bad for her? You know how many victims she made in her life?
Yep. But I never said we have to forgive her. And the turbo thing doesn't make sense. And you said when you're solving a mystery, you start with what doesn't make sense. Ipso facto presto change-o. Sounds like a mystery to me. Can we go now?
I'm not going to forgive her. She's just evil.
Seems like a strong word.
If she wasn't evil, then who the hell is, Ben?
Didn't mean evil. I meant just.
But she... You...
Ugh, listen, Super Steel. I get that you have all these questions, but we're kind of running out of time here.
At the sound of the tone, the time will be 11:53 p.m.
So?
Fine.
Let's start like last time.
Because that works so well.
My turn. Shut up. Thanks. So, tell me, what doesn't line up here? Besides the cartoon part, also the robbing us blind without actually taking anything part.
I don't know.
Nothing she did or said that doesn't make sense?
I don't know what to tell you, all right? She was barely even home that day. It was just us, alone, and then we broke something because we were alone, and then you ran outside alone, and...
Hang on.
Here we go.
She checked her locks constantly.
Yeah, you've proven that, like, 3 times. So what?
So how the hell did you run outside, Ben? If she checked every lock 1,000,000 times, how the hell would she leave the front door open?
Well, she was irresponsible. You said so yourself.
Sure, irresponsible, but she wasn't stupid.
It's okay. Be safe, stay together, and don't go into the office. You won't be alone long, I promise. Mommy loves you. I missed my boy so much today.
I came home as soon as I heard. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, my little monsters. I didn't...
Wait, what?
What?
I don't remember that. We didn't hear that one before, did we?
Good ear, officer.
Juno, Benton, just hold on 1 minute. I'm almost... Oh, you're okay. Oh my god, you're okay. I came home as soon as I heard. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, my little monsters. I didn't know. Come here. I missed you. I should never have left. Like, it was stupid. Stupid. I'm so glad you're okay. I'm sorry, Juno. I'll do better, Benton. I promise. I'm so glad you're okay. When things settle down, it'll be different. After tomorrow, I promise I'll be all better.
That was new.
Almost 40 years old, actually. Think about it. That memory's been inside you this whole time, waiting. So why'd it take till now for you to remember?
I don't think I would have believed it if I saw it.
You said to start with what's weird, right? Weirdest thing here is you. Easy. Mom comes up and all you can talk about is monsters and pure evil and...
I lose the evidence. If I'm the tool all this evidence gets collected through, I have to think about what the tool's weaknesses are.
And strengths.
Easy for you to say. It's just so hard to remember like that. Even now I can feel it slipping, like it was all so real 1 minute ago, but now...
Then use it now! Mom came home and said all that. What does that tell you?
She was surprised. She didn't expect to be gone that long, or maybe she didn't expect us to be home alone. The door. The door was locked when she got home, but unlocked when you left.
We could have done it.
That door needed a key. Every lock in here was analog, and only Ma had the keys.
But she locked the office.
I mean, yeah, obviously. She never wanted anybody to go in there. She even had a different key for it. So if she left the door open, that means she must have been expecting someone. Expecting a babysitter.
Don't go into the office. You won't be alone long, I promise. Mommy loves you. Come on, Steely, you stupid sack. Hurry it up. Can't miss your bus. You.
Oh, and be nice to the babysitter, you two. He's supposed to be here in five minutes.
I don't care what your records say. I reserved a babysitter 2 days ago from 11 to 4. You said they were 5 minutes away. Now I'm home, and guess what? No babysitter. My kids were home alone all day. You could have killed them, you stupid... Don't you tell me how to raise my kids. If you knew what I was going through, I just needed one day before tomorrow, or I was gonna... It's not my fault. It's not my... Yeah, I'd like to lodge a complaint. I'd like to lodge a complaint right up your...
Remember when my guidance counselor quit the day after Mom came in to talk to him? That makes more sense now.
Okay. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Like where? So Mom couldn't figure out how to schedule a babysitter. Is that really so hard to believe?
If it all started that day, maybe not. But she said she reserved the babysitter 2 days before. She would have checked it a million times. She was like that about everything. Her locks, her pills, her plans. It was constant. So, okay, she scheduled a babysitter from 11 to 4. They never showed, and the service had no record of them, but she must have seen something, and that means that she left a reservation somewhere.
Where?
I don't know. But I know who does.
And if anyone asks, you must tell them Turbo did it!
So, a cartoon robbed us and started up a phony babysitting service.
No, but Turbo, whoever they were, knew exactly when to show up to rob the house. Right? And it's not like they could have cased the place based on Mom's past movements either, because she barely ever left the office.
So you think someone lured her out, then broke in, and then didn't take anything?
Exactly.
Why?
That... I don't know. I don't know. Evidence is all here, Steele. Come on, think.
Don't leave me out. We got the lead. We found the thing that doesn't make sense. What's next, officer?
What?
Let's trade. I'll tell you how a pirouette works if you tell me how a mystery does.
I don't care how a pirouette works.
Rude. Tell me anyway.
I don't know. Evidence leads. It's all... You look at everything you got. You follow one lead until it's dead. Then you check the old ones with the new info and see if a new path opens and... What the hell was she doing that day anyway?
I mean, we already heard, didn't we?
I'll settle down. It'll be different. After tomorrow, I promise I'll be... all better. I didn't know what I was going through. I just needed one day before tomorrow, or I was gonna... It's not my fault. It's not...
Before tomorrow. The meeting where she lost her North Star job. That's the motive.
What's the motive?
Whoa.
Times have been hard. You know that. The coffers aren't as full as they once were. And cuts have to be made. Big ones. It's not fair. There it is. They're only keeping one writer.
What?
You're on the list.
Of course I'm on the list. I practically am the list.
Not this time.
God damn it. God damn it. So how are they choosing me?
Losing reception again.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of pitch?
Remember, Juno. And if you can't remember, think. Who does that have to be?
If they're out of money, they're out of money. They can't hold us longer just to be nice.
Got him.
They want a pitch in a month. They want the keys to the project that'll save them in 30 days. Idiots. Idiots. I don't even have to ask who my competition is, do I? It's just you and me, isn't it?
The rest of the team's already gone. They're only hearing two pitches.
Turbo.
So they split up their best writing team and put them at each other's throats. God damn it. God!
I don't see how tearing your apartment to pieces is going to solve this.
I know, I just... Why the hell are they cutting creative?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. We're behind in the race, so we lose weight by dropping the engine? Why not drop a few zeros from marketing? Kilborn or Lee or what about that jerk in R&D? What the hell's his name? When's the last time he did anything worth a damn for this company, huh? When? Pitting us against each other. It's sick. It's sick, and it's gonna get them nowhere.
I know! And we have to do it!
I know that. You have to leave. Now. I'm sorry, I know this wasn't exactly tea and biscuits, but... If you stay here, I'm gonna do something stupid.
Well then! I hope you'll take care of yourself, Sarah.
Shut up.
Your work has always been excellent, but if the pressure gets too high, you know how paranoia can...
Go!
Right. Sorry. Goodbye, Sarah.
Bye.
Turbo!
What?
You must tell them. Turbo did
it. Didn't have to be this way.
He didn't hand our lives over to Turbo.
Juno, you've got to take control, man. You have to pull out of there.
I can't.
Handed our lives away because someone said please.
Where's Turbo now, huh, Juno? Where is he? Stupid bitch. I don't want to be like this. I'm trying. But then it's like a trap door opens and I'm somewhere underground, somewhere everyone wants to get me. Even you.
It's going to be all right, Sarah. Just remember,
the good guys always win.
Juno, come on. I'm right here.
At the sound of the gunshot that killed your brother, it will be 11:57 p.m.
God damn it, no you don't.
It's a fact.
You did better that time.
Got enough lies to deal with as is. You mind not adding to the pile?
No, really, you pulled yourself out and... it... was... shorter?
Goody.
I don't think I've got another one of those in me, Benton.
So, what, you're just gonna die?
Who cares?
You do, moron. Get up. Get up.
Hey, Corner.
You wanna live. You care. Not caring's been your get-out-of-problems-free card for years, and you don't know how to do anything else. Now you do care, and you've got no idea what to do with it. That's not brave. That's not even being depressed, Juno. It's just being a dick.
Well, I mean, if I'm a dick, it's because...
You're a private dick?
Got there first. Punchline's mine.
Damn it.
At the sound of the tone, the time will be 11:58 p.m.
That sound can't be good.
Juno? What's up?
Just a feeling. We better get started. We've got a lot to figure out and not much time left.
Really? I think we're pretty close. You got the where, when, why, and even the how and the who, kind of.
You mean Turbo?
I mean, whoever Turbo was. So what's missing?
Where, when, why, who, how, the what?
I mean, yeah. I just said what's missing.
What?
What? Exactly.
What the hell are you?
God, you're easy.
By what, you mean what was stolen, right?
Yep.
Nothing is the short answer. Mom said so herself. Cops couldn't find anything missing besides what they took.
You think she would have gone that far off the rails over nothing?
It's a theory, all right? Imagine Mom realized the morning of the presentation that she got broken into, had a meltdown, and carried that meltdown with her all the way to work. Turbo could have messed with anything for that to happen. Just moved her chair a few inches to the left, she would have noticed.
Oh, come on, we're back to this again? Crazy Sarah Steele with her hair trigger?
I didn't say that.
All right, let's play it your way. Let's assume Mom would have flipped no matter what was stolen. If that's the case, the whole setup to this thing doesn't make sense. The disappearing babysitter, Turbo at the door, all of it. It's all pointless.
Pointless. Pointless. You're right. If Mom's hair trigger really was that sensitive, Turbo could have messed with her any time. Hell, he could have just chucked a brick through the window the morning of. Hoping she wouldn't notice he'd enter till the next morning, setting up a dummy babysitting service. Telling me to keep quiet, that's a big risk for no payoff. I need to see the house again. Whatever Turbo took was in there, and I think I know what it is.
Our old bedroom? You really think he took something from here?
Not here. The pitch meeting the next day, it wasn't just that she flipped out. Her presentation. There was something wrong with her presentation, too.
What?
One of her old coworkers said that a little over a month ago, when I took a case in Polaris Park.
Everything we'd made was on the line. We only had the money to keep one of our writers, and then your mother trying to steal someone else's work.
Her work. It was whatever she was working on. Turbo must have taken it, and that means...
her office. But the door was locked. And what happened to robbed us blind without taking a thing?
That's the one part I don't have yet. But of course she'd flip over that. She was convinced it would help her. Convinced.
This is over. I promise. Juno, Ben, my little monsters. Once this is all over, and I finish this, I'm gonna be all better. No more worries. No more stress. Nothing like this is ever going to happen again. And I know I've said that before, but I mean it. I really do. You'll see. And it'll all be worth it. Just one more hour, please.
She wanted to be all better, and she thought whatever she was working on would get her there. That's all that mattered to her. We were just hurdles on the way there.
But why does she think her work would... I don't know, fix her.
Who knows? She was nuts.
Right. Good point. Why try to figure out the complexities of a human being when you can just throw her out in one word?
Oh, drop it.
No, I think you're onto something. Maybe next time I'm in a bookstore, I'll just go down the biography aisle, tear out all the pages, write nuts on every cover.
I get the point.
Is that how you think of yourself? Like a few problems are enough reason to call yourself trash?
What the hell do you know about problems, huh? Ben Zeitin Steel, Mr. Dancer, Mr. Everybody's Favorite, Mr. Galaxy's Best Smile. What the hell do you know about...
We're both Sarah Steele's kids, Juno. We both inherited that weight around her neck. Just because I dealt with it differently than you doesn't mean you get to pretend it wasn't there. I'm just saying, crazy's as bad as all better. And you know it. It's an ending. We don't get those. Alive or dead.
Okay, all right. She's not crazy. I'm not crazy.
You, though.
So why does she care about her work so much?
What?
Some people work for money, fame, whatever. Now, I danced because it felt like flying. Like freedom in a life where that was hard to come by. You bust bad guys because it makes you feel like the world's got a shot. So what did Mom work for?
How the hell am I supposed to?
You want to live out there. You need someone to live for. You need someone else so that when you're not tough enough, they can be. So that right when you want to give up, you remember you can't. Because you've got someone better than you to worry about. And that's what you are to me. I love you, my little monsters.
For us?
But then why would she... All those things she did to me, to you.
Oh, really? You don't believe someone could be scared of not living up to what they love most? So scared they just throw it away? Also... Are you really still mad about that Galaxy Best Smile thing?
Shut up.
That was a poll in our third grade class, man. A bunch of kids 30 years ago writing names on slips of paper.
Yeah, the same goddamn smile, all right? Just shut up. It doesn't matter. But your point is she was doing all that for us.
Trying to, anyway.
And even at the time, she was roughest on us when we were interrupting her or... trying to sneak in here, or... Because if we hurt her work, we'd be hurting ourselves. So... I've got to get into that office.
But why?
Evidence. Something. I have to see what she was working on. Help me get in there.
I told you. If you didn't see someplace in here, it's just... nothing.
I did see it.
What? We never went into Mom's office. She would have killed us.
You were there too, Ben. We were in Mom's office before Turbo ever showed up.
Well, I'll just go into her office now. Put it all back together. Nobody will know.
Hear that? Whatever we broke was in her office.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, but...
Found it. A little piece of plastic from one of the turbos. It's wedged in the doorframe here so the bolts can't close all the way. I remember... That's why I remember the analog locks. I bothered Mom for hours trying to figure out how they worked. Her and...
Mom and who?
I don't know.
It's a fact.
We have to get in there. How the hell did this work? Just grab the plastic and push?
Stop. Move over.
What?
You always figured out the trouble, but I was better at doing it.
You're right.
Hook it so it can't come loose. Make sure I don't lose that little part. Push. And then...
Done.
Juno, I don't know if... I don't know what it is, but I don't think I can...
It's okay. I'll go in. You just stay here.
All right.
It's a mess in here, obviously. She was like that. Paper everywhere. Was Mom an artist?
Writer, I thought.
These must just be doodles then, or test runs or something. Two little alien-looking guys, a bull, a ram, and dragons. That's not what we were fighting over, though. It smells like her. This room, it smells like crisp paper and bourbon. Files and folders. Ink stain on the carpet. I bet we knocked something over here.
So this was the first time we ever went into her office?
Might have been. There was something we both wanted to look at. Something we've been waiting for.
You can say please as many times as you want, kiddos. It's not gonna happen.
Holy hell. I thought that was really her for a second.
Almost I know you want to see Mommy's next project. You and everyone else. Seems like nobody can shut up about it. You or...
It's a bat!
But this one's important to Mommy, okay? I've been thinking about it for a long time, and... It's gonna bring us home, my little monsters. We're finally gonna go.
Steady your crying now, young hero, and Turbo will help you with Turbo Speed.
Hurry, Juno. We have to get out of here.
We wanted to see the next big project. Those sketches wouldn't have satisfied us. The real stuff. Where would she keep...
Your brother Benton broke it, you say? And your mother will be angry.
Juno.
Couldn't reach the filing cabinets, wouldn't have gone in her desk, so... Wrong question. It's not where we found it. It's where we put it after you ripped it. Carpet around the potted plant's a mess. Not Mom's kind. Not papers and booze and ideas. Just dirt.
Here comes the man of the future.
Juno, I'm trying to hold on, but the closer he gets...
Found it. This is it. This is...
I'm sorry. I can't stay. I wasn't...
Proposal. New intellectual property for North Star Entertainment, designed by Sarah Steele, tentatively named... Chainmail Warrior Andromeda. You did this. You stole her project. She didn't show up empty-handed. She showed up with the galaxy's greatest hero.
Juno? What are you doing here? What's wrong? Where's Ben Zeitin?
You lied to me. You used me. I trusted you. Whoever the hell you were, and you used me.
Ran outside? Really? Too brave for his own good, that boy. Not like you, Super Steel, eh? You and I, we like to watch, to learn. Shh, don't cry now. You're a smart boy. Now use that big brain of yours and think.
Who are you?
You have to calm down, Super Steel. Shh, 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 shh. Nobody's going to let anything happen to Benton. Nobody. But first you have to calm down.
God damn it, stop haunting me. Don't hide again. Just show your goddamn face so I know it's
Come
you.
Come on, it's me. Take a deep breath and say it with me, Juno.
Show it.
It's a fact.
I can count on Jack.
Bye, Jack. My little monsters. Look who it is. Jack's here.
Be careful, Sarah. Paranoid behavior.
I know, Jack. I know.
You have to rest. A day off, perhaps. A babysitter.
How could you do this to me?
To them. They love you. They still ask for you, Jack Takano, and...
There you go. See? I'm proud of you. Now, tell old Jack what happened, hmm?
It wasn't me. It was my turn. Benton ripped it.
I can see that. My, he really did a number on this, didn't he? And with Sarah so high-strung these days... You don't think she'd hurt him, do you?
Where's Ben? Where?
We'll find him in a moment, but first, There must be some way out of this, We don't want your brother to get hurt, not even a risk of it. We love him, of course. Ah, an idea. But you must have had the same one, right? A smart boy like you?
Where's Ben?
Shh, Juno, now isn't the time. You want to be good, don't you? You want to help people, like your friend Turbo, hanging in your hand there?
Have you helped anyone yet today?
See? Your mother and I made Turbo together, you know. She loves a hero. She always tells me, Jack, my boy Juno is going to grow up to do such good things for people. Just like you. Well, maybe I added that last part. I've been thinking about it myself, you see, a great deal. And so I will take away all the broken things and leave behind copies so she never has to know. That way Ben is safe. Your mother is happy. It's the best outcome we could hope for, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, Jack.
In everyone's best interest, what we're doing here today. I should take it. She could never handle it. The pressure and the company and all those people. But being good is always hard, Juno. And when you do it, a part of you feels lost. Like you took the wrong turn somewhere.
We have to help Ben.
We are, Juno. We are. But listen here. Do you hear that ticking, Juno? Lined all in a row, they seem like they'll never end, don't they? But one day, you and I will both hear our last talk.
It's you.
And so, if we want to do as much good as we can before our time is out, we don't always have time to ask for permission first. It is sad, but aren't so many things. But we can't have your mother finding out. I couldn't bear what might happen.
Here comes Turbo, the man of the future.
That's just it. Look at me. A great many good people rest on your small shoulders, Juno Steel. If you want to be good, you must say nothing, no matter what. For Ben's sake and for yours. Do you understand? And if anyone asks, you must tell them Turbo did it. People need to be helped. I'm glad you agree. Farewell, my partner in good.
Turbo? You little idiot, I oughta... I love you, my little monsters. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna find a way to... It's gonna be okay.
Your mother will be fine. She needs our help, whether or not she accepts it, so we all have to try to...
Stop sending me money. I don't want your charity. I don't want your pity. I want you to give back what you took. Dumb, I know it was you, Turbo. I know it was you, and I know you were scared of me. You've always been scared of me, because you knew I was better than you.
Well, we were all a little scared of him, of course. Jack is really the only one who's ever talked to me. So for her to accuse him, well, none of us believe her, even for a second. Jack's one of the most dependable men I know. Still, the way she betrayed his kindness, horrible. It makes me shudder to think of it.
Could you say a little more about that fear, Dr. Vega? Did she ever threaten any of you, or...
No, nothing of the sort. Nothing you believe she really meant. But a person like that, well, they're unpredictable, aren't they? There's no telling what they might do. I think steel isn't even the right word for it. The way she watched Jack's presentation before her own, her eyes. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Sarah really believed she had made a trouble. Mind like hers, powerful, but so chaotic. Inevitable. Nothing any of us could have done. Tragic.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Takano?
Of course, we all wish Sarah the best.
A restraining order, Takano? You didn't even have the guts to say it to my face.
And I hope she knows we believe in her fully. I certainly do. And once she gets past this, once she understands why we had to act as we did, she's an incredibly talented woman. I am confident that she has a bright future ahead of her.
You took your sweet time getting here. What's the matter? Had something better to do?
This day. Again. Mom?
It's been months since you've seen old Ma, and I don't even get a hello.
No, I'm not going to play this game again.
So you can do what exactly? Think for a second. You never think.
Stop it. I want to talk to you.
Or, you know, if you don't think you can manage that, why don't you just sit down
I
and
said I
shut?
Want to talk to you.
Fine. You want to talk? Let's talk.
I...
Just sit. You look like an idiot standing there gearing up for a moral crusade. You look tired, too. So, you got something you want to say to me?
Don't think this means I forgive you.
Why would you? I don't.
Doesn't make this any better, either.
Sanctimonious. You were always like this. Holding people to standards too high to reach, you miserable little monster.
Maybe. All right? Maybe I am sanctimonious. Maybe there were times when I was unfair to you, and maybe sometimes when I hurt you, it really was my fault. But I am not a monster. And neither were you.
So, I've received your blessing, have I? Oh, thank you, kind sir. My spirit has been freed. No longer will I
not
haunt...
Not my blessing. Not my forgiveness. Listen. For years now, it's felt like you were the beast lurking inside me. Like the part of me with the short fuse and the bruised knuckles that had a name, and that name was Sarah Steele. And every time I felt you in my hands or heard you in my voice, it was a sign that my days were numbered. That one day I was going to be just like you, causing as much pain as you, feeling as much pain as you.
And now you're finally ready to get rid of me. So he's an exorcist too.
No, I'm not getting rid of you. I've tried that already and it doesn't work. You are always going to be a part of me. I'm always going to do bad things and feel you in them. But you weren't a monster, Mom. You were just a person. A person who let her own hurt pour out and hurt other people, yeah, but...
But what?
No. Not but. And... You hurt people, and you cared about them. And you scared people, and you made things nobody else could make. And you were brave, Ma. Brave enough to push yourself as hard as you could, and you weren't smart enough or patient enough or something enough to see that you never should have pushed yourself that far in the first place. And I don't have to be scared every time I feel you in me anymore.
Little monster's all grown up, isn't he?
Not yet. Working on it.
Lazy. How much longer are you gonna take?
Got a due date penciled in for a few seconds before I die, but I might ask for an extension.
Look at you. A real hero. Funny, too. The last hero I ever made. I put so much of myself in her. The homeless hero. Then even she turned on me. And after that, hell, it was just... hard. But look at you.
Sure. I'm looking.
Principled. Strong. Stronger than I was. And now you saw him do it. Now you know Ben Zaitin wasn't my fault.
No, that definitely was.
Not all my fault. Jack, Ramses, whatever you call him. He... took our life from us, Juno. Think of where you could be, where Benton could be, if he hadn't done that. I think about it all the time. I think about it so much it makes me want to puke, and I keep thinking about it.
What?
He ruined our life. He's the monster.
You're the hero. And what do heroes do to monsters, Juno?
Back off, Mom. Not
kill him.
What?
He took away our home, and we can never go back. You have to punish him for it, Juno.
I'm not gonna...
Then you're just gonna let him go free? You're gonna let Ben Zaitan die for nothing? Coward. Lazy little coward. Stand up and fight, Juno. And when you meet true evil on the road, you do not walk on until his body lies dead in the dust, because the good guys always win.
No.
A hero heeds the call.
No.
Stop right there, Juno.
Juno, over here, quickly. Ben.
Grab on.
Turbo's here with Turbo's.
Juno, I can't turn it off.
I hired you looking for a bodyguard. I found a partner.
Clock. What about the dumb clock? When we were in our real bedroom today, did you hear a clock? We never had one. And this isn't a clock either.
This is my city. I'm not proud of it, but that doesn't mean it's not worth saving. We could do some real good together.
You're right. It's not a clock. It's...
a watch.
So, long day.
Benton, buddy, I don't know how I could have done it without you. I don't. Come on. Sit down. Stay a while.
I'd love to, man. You know, there's nothing I'd love more. But...
the sound of the tone, the time will be midnight. Please move your calendars forward to a new day.
This is it, isn't it? But we barely got to talk, and I fought with you, and...
not enough time? Meaner than we should have been? Sounds like life to me, Juno. And it's calling one of us now.
I don't know if I can do this, Ben. Not again.
I bet it feels that way.
All that and now... nothing?
So what? I found out that the jerk in my present is the same as the jerk in my past. I found out I have some superhero in me shouting platitudes about being good. And after all that, I don't even get 2 seconds to just be with you. Just to...
you found out more than that.
Like what, Ben? Like what?
Why did I stay with Mom, Juno?
The hell kind of question is that? If I don't know, you don't know.
You stayed with Ma because you still saw the good things in her. When it all started to hurt, the only way I could deal with it was to look away from everything human and just see the monster, but you could never stop seeing the person she could have been.
It wasn't the right choice. It wasn't a noble choice. But it was my choice. And I think it's about time you let me take responsibility for my choices. Okay?
Okay, Benton. I love you so much.
I love you too. Don't miss your ride, Juno. You only get one.
Goodbye, Ben Zaitan.
I'll be right here when you need me, Super Steel.
Ben. Ben, where the hell... this is Hanatabas.
I was too scared to check. I checked anyway. There was a bandage covering where the Thea had been, and I was alive. I was too tired to make it to the door. I barely had the energy to breathe, but on the bedside table lay two things. Another page of Hanataba's instructions, and the Thea spectrum. And it was so small. For such a huge nightmare, the thing itself was just a little marble, still and dead. I reached for the eye, then picked up the page instead. The instructions had only one step, written in Doctor's scrawl. You are alive. This is the gift you have been given. Use it as you see fit. Signed, Hanataba. Use it as I see fit, huh? Not sure I've ever done that before. Because when your world's black and white, split clean down the middle into monsters and superheroes, when you spend all your time running away from your own blood or running towards some vague good nobody ever stopped to define, well, how you see fit never really comes up, does it? It's all reactions, reflexes. Mom would do this, so I can't. A good guy would do this, so I have to. So, Steel, what do you want to do next? Thought made sleep even heavier in my head, so I laid down a spell. It could wait, I thought. When you're not always running towards something, from something, tomorrow can wait.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one, from actors Matthew Zanzinger and Kiki Samko, and co-creators Sophie Kaner and Kevin Bunker.
And I listened to a lot of Juno monologues, and I was trying to sort of capture that, you know, that gravelly, like, whiskey late night quality, you know, so, which I just naturally have. Andromeda was a lot of fun to develop because it has always been my goal to become a cartoon character.
You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Camille Blanton, Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Cantaloupe, Fiona Parker, Ota Arcana, Reagan, Ko, Kim Zeigen, Atha Lang, Vron, Charlie Spiegel, Minchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to DFTBA.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. This tale, Juno Steel and the Monster's Reflection, was told by the following people. Joshua Elon as Juno Steel, Mark Pierre as Benzaiten Steel, Kiki Samko as Sarah Steel and Chainmail Warrior Andromeda, Matthew Zanzinger as Jack Takano, Ramses O'Flaherty, and Turbo, the Man of the Future, and Bob Musset as Lorenzo Vega. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.